Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Scales Corporation 2018 Interim Results Call. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number 1 on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Andy Borland, Managing Director. Please go ahead.
Morning, Andy Borland, Managing Director of Scales Corporation. I'd like to welcome you to the Scales half-year results announcement for the 6 months ended 30th of June 2018. With me today is Steve Kennelly, our CFO. Earlier this morning, we lodged our result with the NZX, which included a presentation pack that we'll base our comments on during this call. Steve and I will run through the slides and we will then take questions. Moving to slide 2, we're pleased to report a strong first half result across the group. Mr. Apple delivered another record year of volumes together with strong prices. Storage and logistics volumes and utilisation were also up, and food ingredients had a healthy first 6 months of the trading year. As previously announced, we completed the sale of two businesses. The sale of Liquio earlier this month for $20 million, which was signed and settled on the same day, and the sale of Polar Cold, including Whakatu Cold Stores in June for $151 million, which is subject only to OIO approval. In line with our updated strategy, proceeds from these sales will be used for other growth and acquisition opportunities. So given our strong first half of trading, we're pleased to reaffirm our previously announced EBITDA guidance of between $58 million and $65 million on a like-for-like basis. And we expect to be at the top end of that range at the completion of the year. We'll discuss this further later in our presentation. I'll now pass over to Steve to discuss the financial results for the first half of the year.
Thanks, Andy. Turning to slide 4, we've presented the summary financial performance for the first 6 months of 2018 compared to the first 6 months of 2017. And this year, we've provided detail around results for our continuing operations, i.e. excluding Polar Cold and Liquio, as well as all operations, or what would be like for like if Polar Cold and Liquio were included. I'll go into more detail for each division on the next slide, but you'll see that overall group revenue has increased by over 20% for both continuing and all operations, which is due to increases across all divisions. All profit metrics are also ahead of last year, resulting in a pleasing profit after tax of $29.3 million or $34.8 million on a like-for-like basis, including a $5.4 million profit from discontinued operations. Moving on to slide 5, which summarises our divisional performance. As Andy previously mentioned, our horticulture division delivered higher volumes thanks, in part, to more settled growing conditions. Mr. Apple's own grown export volume was up around 9% on last year, and market conditions supported firm pricing. We had a strong result from the storage and logistics division, including Polar Cold and Liquio, which built on the prior year with increased volumes and utilisation. In the food ingredients division, Meateor benefited from market conditions with increased volumes sold. Scales Corporation, however, was impacted by the cost of the M&A activity. Turning over to slide 6, our financial position continues to be strong. Average net debt, which is the average of net debt at 31 December 2017 and 30 June 2018, was $60 million, up slightly on last year. Note, though, that this does not include the proceeds from the sale of Liquio or Polarcol. And assuming the sale of Polar Cold settles this year, we expect net cash at the end of the year of approximately $130 million. I'll now hand back to Andy to update further on each division.
Thanks, Steve. Turning now to slide 8, our horticulture division results. Our growing season was much more settled than last year, which resulted in another record year of production. Our own grown total export volumes were up 9% on last year to 3.86 million TCEs. And we achieved an export pack-out rate of 76%. Our premium variety volumes saw a significant 17% increase to 1.89 million TCEs, almost half our overall volume, which is in line with our orchard redevelopment strategy. As Steve touched on, weighted average sale prices were up on last year, supported by favourable market conditions. However, we have anticipated a softening in demand for the later part of the season. Moving on to slide 9, as shown in the chart on this slide, total sales to Asia and the Middle East are expected to account for 53% of all sales this year. Due to higher overall volumes, this is a solid increase in volumes delivered to this market. Sales to Europe were also particularly strong this year. Our strategy is to become a leading Apple brand in China, taking advantage of the fact there is currently no dominant brand in that market. Progress continues well on this front, with our sales efforts being supported by our shareholder, China Resources Nufeng. We continue to increase production of premium varieties, which are specifically catering to the Asia and Middle Eastern markets. This includes our ongoing investment in the Mr. Apple brand and new varieties such as Dazzle. On to slide 10 in our storage and logistics division. It was a strong first 6 months of the year for the division, which has resulted in a number of factors. The more settled cropping conditions resulted in higher volumes and utilisation for Polar Cold and Scales Logistics. In addition, this division benefited from improved trading in our Auckland cold store and at Liquio. As previously mentioned, we divested two of our storage and logistics businesses, Polar Cold, which is subject to OIO approval, and Liquio. These divestments are in line with our refresh strategy noted in our 2017 annual report and at our June annual shareholders meeting, which will allow us to allocate capital to agribusiness-focused opportunities that play to our strengths. Turning to our food ingredients division on slide 11, once again, Meateor increased sales volumes and delivered a solid financial contribution, partly supported by favourable market conditions. During second half of the year, sales volumes are expected to be lower. Bro Fruit also benefited from increased volumes due to a larger apple crop and slightly lower export packouts. Turning to sustainability, we've continued our sustainability journey over the last 6 months. A number of those initiatives are listed on slide 13, but I'll touch on a few areas of note. Earlier this month, we prepared and undertook a group-wide staff engagement survey. The results of this survey are due in October. Health and safety remains a high priority for us, and we created 3 new health and safety positions, as well as delivering safety culture workshops. A number of environmental programs have either commenced or being explored, or are being explored. We're committed to leaving our businesses better for the next generation. Earlier this month, we appointed Teresa Steele Ricker as our next future director, and we've reviewed all our business continuity plans. Moving to our strategy. As mentioned earlier, our revised strategy is for a greater focus on pure agribusiness. In particular, we are attracted to opportunities that align with our core strengths. The divestment of Liquio and Polar Cold were the first phase of that strategy. The proceeds of those sales will be employed in growth and acquisition opportunities, a number of which we are currently assessing. Lastly, on to slide 17 and the outlook for the full year. We are pleased to reaffirm our previously announced EBITDA guidance of between $58 million and $65 million on a like-for-like basis, and we expect to be at the top end of that range. As previously mentioned, the horticulture division has benefited from a more stable growing environment and solid market conditions. However, we are seeing a softening in market conditions, which we expect will continue through to the end of this season. We also expect that sale volumes for Meateor in particular are likely to be lower in the second half. Now concludes today's formal presentation, and at this stage we are very happy to take any questions.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. Your first question comes from Adrian Albon from Craigs Investment Partners. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Andy and Steve.
Morning.
Just a couple of questions on Mr. Apple. Like, just if we come back to slide 9, are you able just to give us a bit more detail on what you're actually doing to create that leading Apple brand in China? Like, what's the evidence to date? You know, what's the sort of the assistance that's coming through from China Resources? Just so we can get a sense of how that strategy starting to play out?
Yeah, look, I guess it's multifaceted. Adrian, we're up there in the market, you know, supporting, I guess, the Apple sales to all our retail programs, not just with China Resources Nufeng through their Vanguard supermarkets, but with, Walmart, with our e-commerce trades and that sort of thing. We're doing, like, tastings. We're just really starting to put that collateral support, branding, promotional support behind the Mr. Apple brand. We've got our own WeChat account, obviously running out of China. So we're really trying to connect with the various, you know, market points, that we interact with. And we're not spending millions of dollars on it, but we're trying to, put that direct, investment beside the Mr. Apple sales, in retail stores, but also online with our videos and our other promotional, social media activities. I guess the tangible results are higher, Apple volumes going into China and at strong prices. I think we could say we're particularly pleased with our New Zealand Queen prices this year, for example, up quite a bit on last year.
Can just on that final point, are you able to give us, I know what you're sort of indicating here is you're still very much in testing phase, but in terms of the price point of sort of being more B2C than B2B, what is the sort of differential that sort of underpins the strategy?
Well, I guess that it's really showing up in that New Zealand Queen price. It's a significant, lift across, as against the more traditional markets. It's probably in the order of $4 or $5 a carton.
Okay. Just staying with Mr. Apple, for the full year contribution that you're sort of guiding towards, you're assuming a softening in demand. Is that based on current evidence, or is that sort of got an element of conservatism in it, given that you've got to close the season out?
Yeah, well, it's a bit of both, to be fair. It's what the accounting process makes us do is value all the apples, the unsold apples as though they're sold. So, we try and pitch that at, we look at the current run rate and then make assessments for what, it's really August, September, October sales are going to actually turn out like. And we've got to account for, claims, market disruption, that sort of thing.
Okay, so we should just assume that sort of includes your sort of typical margin of safety, I suppose, which may be required, may not be.
I wouldn't call it a margin of safety, Adrian. That's where we expect the market to be. It's an estimate. It's our best estimate at the time. Last year, I'd note though that we ended up a bit stronger towards the end of the year, and we just don't think that it's going to be that way this year.
Okay. Can I just ask two more questions? Just with the discontinued operations, and maybe this is more for you, Steve. How should we think about the overhead loading for the continuing operations going forward? Is there anything we should be particularly kind of aware of there, or do we just simply remove these businesses out and you've effectively got you're left with Mr. Apple, a head office and a pile of cash?
There's no impact on the rest of the group from an overheads point of view on Polar Cold and Liquio going. Head office runs extremely leanly. We've got a handful of people in there. So you take Polar Cold and Liquio away from the group, and really all you've got to do is take Polar Cold and Liquio results away from the group. And we're left with, obviously, Mr. Apple dominates, but Meteor Logistics are the remaining businesses, yes. And as you say, there'll be a good cash balance as well.
Okay. And then just mainly, probably just the final question before I hand over, just in terms of the M&A opportunities, like, I think in the outlook, you sort of note that you're reviewing a few. Like, can you just give us a little bit more detail on what's going on there? I mean, it's obviously, when I think about the stock, I mean, you're having another belter Apple year, but I guess the look forward position is very much kind of trying to assess the reinvestment risk on the cash proceeds, which will build to quite a significant amount.
Look, we're actively investigating growing our current businesses, all three of them, the remaining three being food ingredients, particularly in the pet food side, horticulture and apples, and in logistics. So, obviously, if you like, easier areas for us to grow, but we're also actively looking at some other sectors, Adrian, which we really can't comment on specifically, but the mandates, our strategy's there to look at a full range of agribusinesses. So that's obviously for the challenge to execute is there, but we're confident of getting on with that task.
Yeah. Okay. Just in terms of the organic opportunities, are they sort of are they a sort of a sub $50 million spend?
Well, it depends. I mean, there's lots of good apple businesses out there, which would be maybe worth more than that.
Is that comment on your existing business units that would include bolt-on of new apple businesses?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Your next question comes from Jack Crowley from First NZ Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, morning, Andy, Steve. Congratulations on another good result. Just two questions from me, really, if I may. Just thinking of that corporate overhead related to M&A activity and the way at an EBITDA level, corporate and eliminations have kind of stepped up from around 2.3 to kind of 3.7. I guess, should we think about all that step up as being related to the M&A activity? And I guess, what have you guys got factored in the second half for kind of costs that might be there this year, but you think might potentially drop out the following year as kind of the Cool Stores and Liquio exit the business?
Look, I think those numbers are around about right, Jack. And we've disclosed the number that we think we're going to end up with for Polarcold and Liquio, which is around $1 million. And we've certainly been looking at a number of other businesses and engaging in due diligence on those. So, I think that increase in loss, I suppose, at head office is almost all related to M&A activity. There's a small, obviously, natural increase in cost, but that would be very small.
Great, and just so I have a handle on that, Steve, that's essentially we should think about that kind of $1 million or so that we've seen step up in the first half as kind of some of that potentially kind of flowing through into the second half and annualising, or would you expect kind of 2H to come back down to something more similar to what you guys ran at in 2H 17?
Yeah, it should come back to closer to that number. But bearing in mind, we were still looking at other businesses last year, so it won't go at the same level that we went at it in the first half of the year. So it will reduce, yeah.
Got it. Okay, thanks very much. And second one from me, just to get a little bit more colour on the softening market conditions relating to Mr. Apple, are there any kind of particular varieties or particular markets that we should think of as kind of having raised a few red flags about potentially softening in the second half, or is that just kind of across the board you're a little bit concerned about kind of how things it perform from a pricing perspective in 2H?
Yeah, well, I guess we tried to factor in as much of that softening as we think is appropriate because the way we account for the Apple sales, it's really Europe softened at the latter part of the season as their crop comes on, But you know, we've factored that in, so you know, we're not seeing it as a massive concern. We're just sort of letting you know.
Got it. Yeah. Kind of too early for Europe to be in full swing to get a sense of that, though, at this stage. Is that correct, Andy? Yeah.
We're selling out, obviously. We're in the final stage, you know, a couple of months of our season, and theirs is just starting. So that's just the natural, you know, natural, I guess, balance that occurs.
Got it. No, that all makes perfect sense. Thanks very much for the time.
Okay, thanks, Jack.
Thank you. Your next question comes from David Oxley from Salt Funds Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, morning, guys. Just a very quick question. I noticed the pack-out rate, having been at sort of very high levels for the last couple of years, has declined a bit, and it looks a wee bit weaker during the current season than was perhaps initially indicated. Is there anything sort of unusual that's gone on this year that probably won't recur going forward?
Yeah, hi, David. There was a thing called stem splits. You know, we haven't mentioned that before, and you know, as in the listed environment. But what happened with it was industry wide, Hawke's Bay, was caused by the strong growth of the apple, and then the rain, and that just probably lowered the pack out. We were 80 last year, I think. And so, you know, it wasn't dramatic reduction, but, you know, still obviously, an impact. We still managed, you know, you don't kick every apple out for a stem split, but it was one thing, you know, that impacted on our quality. And it was really just that, you know, probably weather-related, the hot weather and then quite a bit of rain during the harvest.
That's great. Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question is a follow-up from Adrian Orban. Please go ahead.
Just on the recent currency weakness, like, I appreciate you've made the comment that hedging sort of takes out any sort of major benefit for 18, but are you able to give us a steer with the forward points, what you're sort of looking at or how far you've hedged out into 19? And maybe even 20 as well?
Look, I suppose as you're aware, we hedge as far out as 4 years. We've talked about previously that we've got a really prescriptive policy, and what we try and do is take advantage of any dips in the market and also, you know, mix up the instruments we use. So we use a lot of optionality at spot rate higher. So, you know, we've continued on with that. And as far as going out future years, I think we're probably looking at current spot rates, we're probably looking at a very small incremental gain each year. But obviously that's at current spot rates, which have come back a little bit in the last few months. So, that's probably where we're at.
And sorry, and just to be clear on that, that's for, like, you would make that comment for 3 or 4 years out, did you say?
No, I think each year we would look at a probably a little a gain, a small gain, and I stress
okay.
small. But again, that's at current spot rate.
And just as a admin item, like with Liquio, like what's the sort of magnitude of the additional kind of contribution to sort of 13 August if we sort of adjust the numbers?
Oh, tiny. Yeah, not a lot.
Okay, so not enough to trouble us then.
No, I don't know.
Okay, very good. Thank you for that.
Good.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Jason Hamilton from ACC. Please go ahead.
Morning, guys. Just a couple from me. The first one, just these comments around Meateor and the expected drop in volumes into the second half. Just, is it sourcing raw material or lower demand, or just trying to get an understanding of what's driving your comments here?
Look, it's probably more of the flow of livestock coming through, Jason. You know, it's the spring, it's the right at the bottom. You know, the second half generally catches the bottom of the, you know, like, it's, you know, the lambs are just being born, if you like, and both here and Australia. So it's the kill really is the main contributor to that. It's, you know, there's no sort of you know, I guess, you know, loss of client or anything like that. It's really just about the flows.
Okay. And secondly, just for modelling purposes, can you give some sort of idea around the continuing operations, what they did last year in the storage and logistics business in the second half?
You've got that. I haven't got that specific number. Oh, no, we got first half 11, and I think we finished up at about 17 or so. And that's total storage and logistics.
Okay. Okay. And then a final one, just putting aside, I guess, M&A, and I guess I'm just trying to get a sense for, I guess, capacity. Like, how are you thinking about gearing levels, and where do you see gearing levels, I guess, on either on a net debt to EBITDA basis or net debt to equity basis? Post any acquisitions?
Yeah, look, we wouldn't be wanting to go too far above 2x debt to EBITDA. I would have thought it would sort of be a cap, if you like, a sort of a nut in terms of overall gearing, Jason.
Okay, cool, great, good stuff, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time. I will now hand back to Mr. Borland for closing remarks.
Yeah, thanks for that. Thanks for participating in the call today. You know, as we said, we're pleased with the half-year results on a number of fronts. Once again, the financial performance has been strong, paving the way for full-year results to be at the top end of the previous guidance. We've made progress in executing our refresh strategy, and you know, with that first part now complete, we're looking forward to keeping you updated as we progress and execute. So thanks very much. Appreciate it.